Do not go anywhere, Ralph Toomas. Don't try to sneak out of here. We've been friends too long. Too long.
This is true.
So we all go through these big changes, and you've had more spiritual teachers than any one human being I've ever known in my life. And
most of them were disc jockeys.
Yes. I spent some time... No, I want to tell the story. I spent some time in Virginia and North Carolina in the last 5 years. And the ashram that you were talking about that's on the coast was a big kind of a haven for people who would just... You come to a point, walk out on the bluff, look over the edge, and realize there ain't nowhere else to go. So you go to the ashram. They put you to work, dry you out, turn you back around and head you inland, right? Isn't that the way it goes?
Oh, it's all right. They do that for an awful lot of folks.
We've been through so many states of mind.
It's true.
And I used to love that Ralph had a place up in southern Indiana, up overlooking the city, and it was on an old buffalo trace. In fact, the old buffalo trace that used to run down to the river on that side, and we would sit up there and...
old buffalo trace.
Try to cut up jackpots as to... what he was going to write next, what you guys were going to do next, Joe. So are you guys doing anything together now?
Well, we play together every now and then whenever I can get him off the block.
Yeah, actually, Joe's the one that's really been keeping the tradition going. He's been writing some of the best music that I've heard in the last 6-8 years, especially in the last couple of years, just beautiful stuff.
Ralph comes by and fumbles through a set every now and then.
That's about exactly right. I think the last time we played at Uncle Pleasant's, a band had canceled, and Joe calls me at the spur of the moment, and, hey, we got a gig tonight. And I think we played for a crowd. We, you know, here we are with a couple of acoustic
they
guitars.
Were slam dancers.
That's right. It was slow death. It was ugly.
Ugly.
I want to preface a little. We have a very distinguished person that's going to be here momentarily.
Coyote showed up.
I use the term distinguished limited.
Get him in here. No, keep talking, Ralph. I'm just kind of making noise in the background like I used to do.
Ray Otis is on, too.
Who is?
Ray
Otis is on, too. All right. Hold on, Ray. Ray, hang in there. Okay. Well, now you're on. Ralph took this opportunity to slip off because he didn't want to be on the air in the first place.
Great.
So what's new and exciting? Tell us about your reminiscence about all of this.
Oh, well, my days were there in the early 80s when we were doing country at the time. But, you know, when I first got to town in Louisville, KLO was a dynamite force, and it was just a legend to listen to. AM radio was still king at that time. The battles that were going on were super. Radio was the best you could imagine. And I sure missed those kinds of days. Sure beat the heck out of teaching school, which is what I'm doing now.
The state of education in Confunky, huh?
Oh, God. Please help us. What can I say?
Well, we're glad you called in. We've been trying to encourage everyone to call in.
Well,
to share some of their experiences with it.
The days of playing radio at KLO are wonderful, and I miss them terribly, and all the great people that were there at the time. So it's super being able to talk to all the folks again, Rusty and all the other guys that I worked with in the good old days of Louisville radio.
Well,
I never thought I'd say that. Good old days. It makes us all sound like a bunch of old guys.
Now, wait a minute. You can't say that word. We've passed a new FCC regulation. You can say all the four-letter words you want, but you can't say the word old.
Yeah, I know. Middle age is creeping on. It's a horrible feeling.
Well, we're all adolescents anyway.
Yeah, at heart.
At least that has held up anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you take care of yourself.
I will. You hang in there. Have a good time.
You too. Yote!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh,
buddy?
Well, it's more a reunion. Remember, we used to sit down at, what was the little joint we used to sit there by Manual Stadium?
Chess Cafe.
That's right. And we used to cut up a jackpot how we were going to do this and take over a station. Now, you can't do it over at HAS because you're the only one with a decent paying job in the city.
No, I'm at WAMZ.
At AM? What? Wait a minute. It's in the same building, isn't it?
I'm at WAMZ.
Okay, we want to make sure. AMZ.
Exactly right.
AMZ.
Hey, but man, I tell you, I've been listening to this all day long. Heard yesterday and today and everything. It was great hearing some old air checks and hearing people reminisce about the past and talking about how man managed it was, you know, way back in the old days. And it has brought back a lot of memories for me. It really has. Just and again, a lot of memories that that you know you kind of forgot about. Like Ron Lake. Ron Lake was right. My competition at night when I was a wacky. Came to those air checks today, and I said, you know, he was really good. Chris, back in the old days, said, oh, no, he's horrible. I heard him today. He was a kid. He was a really good jock, man. He was great. So I think it's been a great thing for anyone who's listened to the radio and right. in this city at all, just to hear all the talent that has been through you know, this radio station. And again, I was never on this radio station, but I sure had a lot of respect for the radio station when I was across the street at Wacky competing against WKL.
Well, we all used to hang out together.
See, that's what I mean. Man, it was back in the old days when you could do that, you know.
Yeah.
You could still do that. I think Ron Lake had a great comment yesterday. He goes, back when he was doing nights and I was doing nights, he'd give me a call and say, hey, man, what's your last record? I'd say, Stairway to Heaven, what's your last one? He goes, Layla. Let's go ahead and meet for a beer right now. So Lake and I'd meet for a beer while we were technically not even over our shifts yet. So it was a great time. You know, and it's really sad that it all ends, but I think that it's great. So many of the fine people who've worked in this market before have been able to come back and level with people who, you know, have grown up,
right.
listen to radio in this market. Here's some of the old guys that really made radio history back here one last time.
Yeah. And who knows? If we can hold on to this thing past midnight tonight.
Hey, listen, that's up to you, man. That's up to you. I've already got a gig I got to protect. Okay?
I understand it totally. Totally. Well, what have you been doing outside of the station? Have you got a mansion now?
No mansion.
No. What? Oh, come on.
No, Mason, that's for people like Gary Griffin over here, okay?
Right. I'm trying to get Coyote to move into my neighborhood. We're trying to pass an ordinance over there that we can have two ex-radio guys living in the same couple of blocks of each other.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lie to my banker, tell him I'm a dentist right now, and totally fabricate my income like his. Maybe I'll be able to get in there. And after the first couple of months, I'll get evicted and all that. But hey, at least I have a great house for a couple of months.
Well, listen, do you still do the Coyote yell and everything?
Oh no, that was great at the time when I was a wacky. Of course, it was a lot different back then, doing nights, doing a kind of a teen oriented top 40 thing. It was great back then. You know, I hear all air checks now. I think, good gosh, I can't believe I ever did that. But with the time, you have to take, you know, like all of us, I'm sure all of us can look back at our old air checks
mm-hmm.
and at times kind of cringe.
Oh yeah.
But for the time, that's what was really happening.
The tough one is to play it like I was up in North Carolina with a lot of Salagee, you know, a lot of Cherokee people,
right.
you know, and they were asking what I did, so I would play some of the stuff for them, and you'd get this real strange look.
They thought you were from Mars, Mason,
yes.
if you played in your things.
At least Mars. It was a strange thing. Strange thing. So, who else can you remember, Yote, that used to hang out with us in those days?
Geez, you know, I remember some of the old people back at KO back in the days, like Mike Rivers.
Yeah,
was a really good jock over at KO. I remember him quite well. He was here when I first came to town back in 73. Bill Love.
Mm-hmm. Bill was here today.
Bill was here tonight, and he'll be back later.
Oh, he will?
He'll
yeah.
Big Brother Love. Yeah,
I met him a year after he had quit the Brother Love thing, and then it was Big Bill Love.
Right.
Look, I'll tell you what, I'd like to say Big Bill Love, but I can only sound like me. That's the only voice I can do is my own. But I remember hearing old air checks of, when I was in Wichita, Kansas, back in, 1971, 72, getting an old Programmer's Digest, and hearing Lee Gray doing mornings, and I think Tom Kennedy was doing middays, Chuck Rock and Roll Brady was doing the afternoon thing,
yeah.
Brother Love was doing the night thing, and I was a really good radio station. About a year later, I got an offer to go to Wacky.
Right.
And it was like, you know, kind of like intimidating in a way. When I first went there, I went, these are all the guys I listened to that had been on a record. And when you're a young kid growing up, I mean, I'd never been on a record that was distributed nationally before.
Right.
And it was like, when I came here, it was a real big thrill. And I think one of the things that happened was any time that, let's say you work against good competition, you yourself grow an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you all of a sudden get better because I think the level of the competition probably brings out the best in you. And I think that coming here was, at least for me, I improved dramatically over what I was in Knoxville just because of the competitive market.
Well, they know you're in Nashville. I was traveling through Nashville a couple of years back. And I said, well, I got a buddy in radio up in Louisville. Have you ever heard of Coyote Calhoun? And they went on. They told stories that I didn't even know.
Well, let's don't tell any of those in the air.
No.
I got to live here, okay, man? I got
one thing to say. Could you imagine? I mean, we were pretty close together, the stations, physically. I mean, you know, Wacky was down here on the mall, y'all. And, you know, KLO was up on Muhammad Ali. Could you imagine what it would have been like if they'd have been as close as they are now?
I mean, that's, you know, within a half a block of each other. That would have been really...
I think the best story I think I ever heard in my life, though, was when Randolph at Wacky, KLO had a contest, and Randolph called up and won it, and used his real name. He said, what's your name? He said, my name is John Aspenlider. And the guy said, you know, you got a great voice. Have you ever thought about getting into radio? And Randolph said, well, I'll think about it. Then after it was all over with, Bill Hennis said, now, you don't really want the money, do you? Randolph says, you don't pay, I sue.
Got the check. I saw the check.
And then the GM at the time, Don Meyer, said, boy, if you thought you were in a battle before, wait till now.
I wonder if it was in any of the markets that you worked in before you came here, were the ratings battles as hot as this one?
This was a tough market. It was back
still
and forth.
Is.
But, you know, but, I mean, the
still
this was...
Unless you're a country music station.
This is back in the day, so when you had two... Top 40 stations. This is back in the days when really, you know, Top 40 was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
It was the format. And this was one of the most hotly contested markets I can really think of as far as two stations going back and forth, you know, between Wacky and KLO. And as far as a fierce battle, up to that time, I've been in, you know, little battles before, but we're not talking about when I came here. This is the first time I ever saw two stations that had money to spend on promotion, money to spend on billboards, money to spend on TV, money for outside appearances for jocks and all that. So, to me, this was, you know, the closest thing I'd ever come to a, just a big, all-out, major assault on a radio battle.
Well, and the national radio media followed it, too, because guys like Drake and that were always in town listening to this thing.
Yeah, and it was one of the best. And my old compadre, Tad Murray, Bo Brady.
Right.
His afternoons over three. You know, so they were both great stations. And I think, to me, personally, as a listener, though, it was a lot of fun listening here the last couple of days.
Let me do this. WDJX AM Louisville. This is the legal ID.
Okay,
go back in there.
Okay, but Tad
walks in like he's the PD, right, and writes it down here and...
That's because Bob Klein's not around.
But with, I think what I enjoyed more than anything else was hearing all the people that called in. They had big memories out of the past. And just people who brought up names that, you know, again, I didn't hit the market until 73.
Right.
But there was names out of the past. I heard an old air check today from 64. I forget the guy's name who was on the air, but he was doing his show live at Holy Rosary. Remember that air check?
Alan Bryan.
And it was like, it really more or less kind of depicted the way radio was back in those old days. Like, hey, here's this rising real quick right now. And
always a musical treat.
Right.
All right, let me ask you a $64,000 question. Could a country western station on FM come in here and give you guys a run for the money?
They don't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's exactly what it is.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
It's going to take the money.
Hey, well, what can I say? I like my position.
You guys got it locked up as far as the country and western audience, and this city has always been...
Well, I've been real fortunate. Yeah. You know, we have a company that's behind us, a lot of good people. Tab was one of them when he worked there.
Sure.
And, you know, he left for, you know, bigger and better things than Lexia. Well, look.
And here we all sit unemployed. What can I tell you?
I had to say that. That's, yeah, right, okay.
Well, at the time, it seemed like that.
Yes,
but,
it did.
But
I Tab, knows what I mean, too.
But if Tab wouldn't have left, he would have still been here today, okay?
Right.
But he did an excellent job, and I've just been fortunate to have a lot of, you know, really good people, you know, work with the station, so it's been fine. But, you know, but more than anything else, to talk about, you know, AMC, I think that this is a time for all of us to reminisce about what a great station that KLO was at one time. And just like any of the old rockers back in the days, like Wacky, of course, and KLO, kind of sad to see him go. But I think what's really great, we never had one of these things at Wacky.
Right.
A little reunion when everybody came back. And I think that especially the camaraderie that all the people had working together, I think it's really great that you know, people have been able to come here one last time and do a little salute to the audience. And
well, I think it's great that, guys like yourself and, all of the other guys that have called in from around the city, from QMF and all the other stations, have wanted to participate and have supported this.
Well,
that's wonderful for us.
It's why, and Mace, as well as anyone else, you've been everywhere in the town.
That's right. All over.
But I wish I would have, you know, seeing this now, this reunion, looking back today, you know, it was kind of like, I was thinking, now I wish I really could have worked there at one time, because it would have made it really special here, and, you know, especially, you know, Bob Klein on the air,
right,
for so much today, and Tad,
right,
you know, talking to listeners on the air about, I think, Tad, today you were talking to a listener who, they used to come downtown and watch Brother Love.
Yeah.
You know, stand in front of the, and Chuck Brady, and they're 13 years old, drove their bicycles down from Portland.
All right, you tell me something. This is something I've been trying to get an answer for all weekend. Somebody in this town, once upon a time, on Wacky, and started off at 6 o'clock playing a bugle. Was that Weird Beard?
Yeah, I had. Bert used to do that.
He did that?
Yeah, he used to play his bugle on the air. He was a musician, and he had perfect pitch. Remember, we used to have jingles that were by note, so that the jingle would end on the same note that the record began on, and it was his.